an app.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show. The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Market, New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Cameron Aruba All-Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You seem pretty confident that it's not anything kind of major.
I cannot answer that, really. There's going to be further evaluations. This all happened today. So our doctors have looked at the MRI. We'll have other doctors look at the MRI, too. So we'll have further information that we'll be getting over the next few days. Tomorrow won't get any because it being a Sunday. So we're in a situation where I don't really know where it's going to take us at this point.
Dave, is there any concern that he's got a ligament issue?
All I know is he has inflammation at this point, and that they'll have people will further read the MRIs and then they'll make their diagnosis.
Do you expect him to pitch again this season?
I don't know. I don't know one way or the other at this point.
All right, that was Red Sox President of Baseball Ops Dave Dombrowski on Saturday afternoon, with an ominous tone talking about Chris Sale. Welcome to the Baseball Reporters. Jim Murray, Marshall Hook, and Matt McCarthy also behind the glass with Mason Sousa producing the show here on the Baseball Reporters tonight in for the continuing vacationing Tony Maz. So it sounded ominous over the weekend, but you got good news on Chris Sale tonight. This is obviously the big story. If you want to call in about the three-game sweep of the Orioles and the five-game winning streak of the Red Sox at any point, we'll entertain those calls. You'll probably be mocked. I'll tell you that right off the top. But have at it at 617-779-0985. Frankly, I think the sweep of the Orioles, irrelevant. The most important thing to talk about is Chris Sale in this news. On Saturday, as the Red Sox were playing the series at home against Baltimore, you hear the news that Chris Sale reported some pain in his elbow after a couple of days to the Red Sox. And he had pitched well his last few times out. So they send him for MRIs. They call the injury elbow inflammation, and they look for a second opinion from Dr. James Andrews. On Saturday, you hear that he is going to go visit Dr. James Andrews. Anytime you hear a pitcher associated with that name, it's usually doom and gloom because he's most associated with Tommy John surgery. And he goes and sees Dr. James Andrews today, and just about an hour and a half ago, Jeff Passan, ESPN, tweets, Red Sox ace Chris Sale does not need Tommy John surgery, sources tell ESPN. A follow-up today with Dr. James Andrews confirmed the diagnosis of elbow inflammation. Return date is unclear, but for the Red Sox, this is excellent news. So, it's funny, even though the tweet reads extremely positive, if you do go to the story on ESPN, the header says, sources, Boston Sale likely avoids Tommy John. So maybe this is just essentially a Band-Aid on the situation for Chris Sale as of right now. But considering how I think many of you felt heading into today and while waiting for the diagnosis from Dr. James Andrews, it's good news. I think you can breathe a sigh of relief for now. In the immediate, I do wonder how many of you would want to treat Chris Sale in terms of whether or not you want to see him come back to pitch. Even if he gets the green light from Dr. James Andrews and the Red Sox medical staff, you want to see him back. I don't. I've looked at this as a lost season for quite some time. You need Chris Sale going forward to be the ace of your staff. His health is paramount to this team's success. And so you shut him down for the rest of the year. I wouldn't even stash him in the bullpen, kind of like what happened with David Price a couple of years ago when he also had this same kind of thing going on, has the ominous visit to Dr. James Andrews. Turns out he doesn't have to go back under the knife, or go under the knife, rather. And they stash him in the bullpen. Red Sox get into the playoffs, ultimately lose, but Price was pretty good in that role and in that situation that they put him in. Sale, though, no. I don't think he risk it, even if he gets the green light. He's got a frail build, as you know. He's not built for this. He is broken down at this time of the year, the last few years, and now you have this and a visit to Dr. James Andrews. Why would you risk it? That would be completely stupid. So even if you do want to make the argument, well, they're only 6.5 back from that second wild card game, and anything could happen between Tampa and Oakland, maybe even Cleveland. And the Red Sox could go on a run and get into the mid-90s in terms of wins between now and the end of September. I just don't see that. I don't think you want to risk the future with Chris Sale. I would shut him down. Marshall?
Well, 100%. I mean, we were talking about this in terms of, you know, the first part of the program. You know, what are you going to do when Chris Sale gets Tommy John surgery? You know, he was going to be gone for a year, and then maybe he comes back, and maybe he's better. You know, maybe an injury is why he has pitched so poorly, and maybe it might even be a silver lining if he undergoes all of that. So the fact that he's not getting Tommy John surgery, actually, in a small way, to me, is worrisome. Because does that mean he's this bad without any injury? But, of course, he does have the elbow inflammation. The inflammation is there. So he's not, as some people would have you believe, 100% healthy. He does have issues. This season is not going anywhere. I'm sorry. The math of it all just says this season is not going anywhere. And yes, you were 6.5 games back a month ago or a month and a half ago, somewhere around there. You have not been in this race at any point really this season. So there is nothing, no evidence, no gut feeling, no piece of anything anywhere that would tell you that this team is suddenly going to turn it around down the stretch here in the last 6 weeks and become a factor. So why would you risk what is now an investment? You signed him up. That's already done. You have invested 5 more years at top of the market money into this guy. Why would you risk that for some, you know, 1% chance that you might make it into the playoffs? Why not just shut him down, hope that, you know, whatever has been his problem this year, at least in some part, has something to do with his elbow, and maybe if you give it that extra month and a half of rest into a full off season, maybe he comes back next year in the first year, because you haven't even started paying him on his new contract, the first year of his new 5-year deal, and maybe he comes back as something approximating the Chris Sale that we've seen in the past. Pitching him this year with no real, true end game, no realistic end game, only to risk his ability to pitch for the next 5 years makes no sense to me.
Yeah, so reading more from Jeff Passan on ESPN, the course of treatment for Chris Sale unclear, as is his timetable to return, though both are expected to be determined in the coming days, according to sources. That's a kind of a scary way to think about it, though. So there is almost like a silver lining to him having to go under the knife, get Tommy John surgery, because if ultimately everything ends up turning out fine, maybe he's just worn down. And it's I know that Matt McCarthy, host of Hardcore Baseball podcast, 98.5sportsup.com, check it out, who's behind the glass, likes to refer to Chris Sale as left-handed Lincecum. So that was a guy that was, you know, nails, and then ultimately, because of his slight frame and how he was built, eventually all that caught up with him, and, you know, he fell apart. Never ended actually go under the knife or anything like that, McCarthy. He just wasn't built for the long haul. And maybe that's what the story is with Chris Sale, and that would be frightening considering the 5-year extension he just got in spring training.
So here's the thing, guys. I mean, today is obviously, this is good news that Chris Sale doesn't need Tommy John, because, or at least for now, because that would be a franchise-altering development for the Red Sox for years to come. The thing is, though, this guy still doesn't have many bullets left, it feels like, in his arm. Or he has, let me phrase that in a better way. He has a limited amount of bullets. How many bullets, we don't know. So you do not bring him back this year in what is essentially a lost season when he's about to start a 5-year, $145 million contract extension. The history will tell you that he fades, that he breaks down. The body will indicate to you that he's not the type of guy who's going to be pitching particularly well into his mid-30s. I don't think any of us could expect that. So you have an opportunity to shut him down for the rest of the year, hope this inflammation goes away, hope the elbow doesn't get worse. And listen, I mean, you know, if you read past, and it certainly seems like there's a possibility that the elbow could get worse. You need to manage him. You need to manage him and shut him down at right now. It doesn't matter. Listen, if you're one game out with a week to play, put him in the bullpen. That's fine. But I don't see that happening. You've got to shut this guy down because you only have so many bullets, and you've got to spread him out over the next 5 years.
But maybe you feel differently. 5-game winning streak. And that came against some good competition, too, taking 2 out of 3 against Cleveland last week. And you sweep the lowly, they should be AAA and relegated, Baltimore Orioles over the weekend. So 5-game winning streak. You're feeling pretty good about this. You get the sigh of relief hearing this news about Chris Sale this evening. Whew. No, stash him for a little bit and then put him in the bullpen. We need him.
Chris Sale can't be shut down for the rest of the year. The Red Sox can still make a push and get into the playoffs and repeat as World Series champions. I don't think so. Marshall doesn't think so. Even baseball boy behind the glass doesn't think so. I say that lovingly, though, Matt McCarthy, you know that. But maybe you feel differently. 617-779-0985. Your thought on Chris Sale. The diagnosis today does not have to go under the knife from Dr. James Andrews, so good news there. But how do you want to see the team handle him going forward? We'll start off with Al in Boston. You're first up here in the Baseball Reporters tonight. Hey, Al.
Hi. I heard a different announcement from Dr. Andrews to look at Chris Sale's elbow.
Okay.
Okay, quote, after thoroughly examining the elbow, I have concluded that Christopher Sale does not, in fact, need to undergo Tommy John surgery. In my professional medical opinion, he just sucks.
Hmm. Very good, Al. That was 27 minutes he waited on hold for that joke that really didn't go anywhere. Now, he's had a bad year. Chris Sale has had a bad year, and over the last, from 17 to including this year, 84 starts, 35-23, 520 innings. Average season of 12-8, 28 starts, 173 innings. You'd expect a little bit better from the guy who's your ace, who you just gave this five-year extension to, and this year has been mostly terrible. I still believe that some of this has to do with approach. And McCarthy, we've talked about this before, too. So it's between Dana Lavangi and who's the other, the more nerd guy? Marshall, do you know who I'm talking about? It's Brian...
Brian Butterworth?
No.
Brian Bannister.
Brian Bannister. I feel like it's more...
I knew it was an alliterative name.
I knew it was more... I feel like it's more about the approach than anything else, that they got most of their pitchers looking into their hat so that they can look at the analytics. They've slowed Chris Sale down in terms of his delivery. This is a guy that needs to get on the mound, grip it and rip it, and just attack. That's when Chris Sale is at his best. So I'm still not convinced that what's going on with him this year is just the nerds and getting a hold of Chris Sale and the approach.
I mean, the thing of it is all right, so there's always this thing, like when a team underperforms, who do you blame? Do you blame the players? Do you blame the manager? Do you blame the coaches, the GM? When it comes to this pitching staff, can you tell me one pitcher that has gotten better?
Eduardo Rodriguez, maybe. But he's been inconsistent.
And honestly, and this may be unfair to the pitching guys, but I've heard Tony talk about this, a lot of that credit is given to Alex Cora and not either of the pitching guys. And beyond that, it is one guy after another who has gotten worse. They've gotten worse under this pitching staff. And so look, what is the argument that all these people are giving us that the Red Sox are actually in this thing? It's that their offense is so great. And I don't disagree with that. Their offense is, I disagree with it gives them a chance to get into the playoffs, but I don't disagree with the fact that whatever their problems are, it has nothing to do with the offense. The offense is fine. But you look at the bullpen and the starters, pretty much across the board, all of these guys have underperformed. And you know what? If you look at the bullpen last year, they kind of underperformed during the regular season as well. So at what point do you have to say, I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you exactly what Dana Lavangi does on a day-to-day basis and what Brian Bannister does or anyone on the pitching side of the coaching staff. But whatever it is, it's not working. And so you want to tell me that there's a change to be made? I would start there. I would start with getting new guys coaching these pitchers.
How do you want to see the Red Sox handling Chris Sale going forward? Again, the good news, he does not have to undergo surgery with Dr. James Andrews. He was most associated with Tommy John surgery. So good news there. But do you want to see him shut down for the rest of the year? Or do you still think that they're contending? 617-779-0985. We'll get right to your calls. We have one open line you want to join us. It's the Baseball Reporters here on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In my professional medical opinion, he just sucks.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jim Murray, Marshall Hook, Matt McCarthy, all in for Tony Mazz tonight. Again, the big news, broke about an hour and a half ago from Jeff Passan, ESPN. Red Sox ace Chris Sale does not need Tommy John surgery. Sources tell ESPN. Follow-up today with Dr. James Andrews. Confirmed diagnosis of elbow inflammation for Sale. His return date is unclear, but for Boston, obviously excellent news. Excuse me. So we also have an update here a little bit from Ian Brown, Red Sox beat reporter for MLB.com. This from a statement provided by the Red Sox just about a minute ago. Dr. Andrews also recommended a period of shutdown from throwing. Chris Sale will be reevaluated in 6 weeks by Dr. Andrews. Well, I guess that makes that question that I threw out there moot. How do you want to see the Red Sox handle Chris Sale going forward? That's it. He's getting shut down for the next 6 weeks. He's going to get reevaluated by Dr. Andrews. He ain't going to see him for the rest of 2019. And frankly, I think that's good news, you know, for Chris Sale and his future here. You don't want him pitching the rest of this season. You don't. 617-779-0985. This must make you happy, Mike. You wanted him shut down, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, they were going nowhere anyways, Jim. Just like you said, it was a lost cause. I mean, the offense has been great, but the starting pitcher, like Hook said, has gotten worse, and the bullpen's been garbage since the beginning. So, I mean, that comes from the top. So, Dombrowski, go. Pitching, you know, the coaches on the pitching staff, either they got to be reevaluated or replace them, because something's wrong with the way they're telling these guys to pitch.
Well, I do wonder if it now makes how they handled Chris Sale, how they handled him, you know, up until this point, especially early in the season when they were essentially babying him, if it just makes it moot. Like, that all felt like, no, ultimately, it's kind of a waste of time. Like, this was going to be inevitable anyway.
I mean, to me, Jim, it's totally moot. It proved that the plan didn't work, and it proved that no matter how you manage Chris Sale, this guy's going to break down no matter what. So you might as well just have him go out there and air it out and help your team get into a better position. Because if Chris Sale had been the real Chris Sale this year, you'd probably be sitting in a playoff spot right now. And yeah, you probably wouldn't have him for October, or you'd have him for October the way you had him for October last year, which is essentially not having him for October. But at least he still got you there. The way they babied him, the way they approached him, the way they approached this whole pitching staff this year cost them a trip to the playoffs, because this season's over. I'm sorry, just look at the math. 6.5 out, two teams to jump, 35 games to play. They go, you know, 25-11 or whatever they need to go. Then you still need Tampa Bay or Oakland or Cleveland. You still need two of those three teams to choke it away. They're not making it there. And it's all because of the way they handled this pitching staff, and I find that totally unacceptable. And you look at the way they handled Chris Sale, it didn't work. It absolutely didn't work, because he still broke down.
Scott in Connecticut on Chris Sale. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys, a couple of quick things. Thanks for taking the call. I think the news they got earlier this afternoon is the worst possible news that they could possibly have gotten. They were basically told that you have a $30 million pitcher who has to take the first 2 months of the season off and still can't finish the season. This is not good news. Well, the good news is the news that we just got. He's getting shut down. So now you walk up to him, you hand him his toothbrush, and you introduce him to Mr. Tommy John first thing in the morning, and we'll see you in a year and a half. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. So this speaks to kind of what Marshall was saying, Matt. Do you think he almost would be better in the long term for getting the surgery? You see guys that have bounced back after they got it, like Nathan Eovaldi, who was excellent last year. I don't know, like, does this just speak to this guy's fragility? And, you know, you look at this and say, oh, the problem here is that this is going to just keep happening.
Well, a couple things. All right, so it's the elbow this time. Is it going to be the shoulder next time? Because it wasn't the elbow last year, it was the shoulder. So he's just going to break down no matter what. At least that's the way I view it. Some information also trickling in right now. Sale's going to get this PRP injection that a lot of pitchers are getting to try and avoid Tommy John. You know, like, you heard Drew Pomeranz continued to have elbow problems. He had the PRP injection. I think Tanaka had the PRP injection. This is a way to, you know, potentially, and I'm not saying that he needs Tommy John, but sometimes that PRP injection can be a precursor to the surgery. If you feel like, hey, you know, it's borderline, you know, we don't really, you know, it's not clear cut that you need Tommy John, let's go with the PRP injection. And sometimes it works out great. Sometimes it doesn't, though. So let's not act like this guy is totally out of the woods yet on this elbow injury.
So this is the platelet-rich plasma injection. Uses a concentration of a patient's own platelets to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. Okay, so, and I, okay, all right, here you go. The Red Sox just put out an official statement. Red Sox President of Baseball Ops Dave Dombrowski releasing this medical update today. Chris Sale evaluated by Dr. James Andrews this morning in Pensacola, Florida. Dr. Andrews confirms Sale has inflammation in his left elbow, treated it with a platelet-rich plasma injection. Dr. Andrews also recommended a period of shutdown for throwing. Sale will be reevaluated in 6 weeks by Dr. Andrews. Well, that's it. He's done for the year, and so now your rotation is Eduardo Rodriguez, your de facto ace. Nathan Eovaldi, I guess, who they've been using it as an opener, but he wasn't great yesterday in the game against Baltimore, and he's been shaky at best since his return.
I like checking the MLB.com depth chart for starting rotations. Matt and I did this last weekend.
I'm sure this is good, Marshall.
Because the starting rotation for the Tampa Bay Rays has two people in it. And then they just make it up. When we checked the Red Sox last week with David Price already on the IL, it still had six people in it. Today it's down to four.
Rodriguez, Porcello, Eovaldi, Brian Johnson?
There's your number four.
Okay.
There's your number four. Velaz
Johnskin.
Yeah, we don't know who then slots in at the fifth spot or if it's just these bullpen guys over here. And that, as much as anything, is why this is a lost season, right? I mean, God bless, you know, Mike Felger's optimistic heart.
No, let's not do that, actually.
That starting rotation can't win you anything. It just can't. And yes, they've got an offense that will knock people's socks off, but it's not going to work if Nate Eovaldi gives up five runs to the Orioles, if Rick Porcello gives up six runs to whoever he faces every single time out there. You know, if Brian Johnson and the bullpen and whoever's in that fifth spot, Eduardo Rodriguez is not going to carry you to a playoff berth. And he is the only guy, the only guy in that starting rotation who I think on most other teams would actually have a job in the rotation. I mean, you take a look at a team like the Houston Astros, who just welcomed Brad Peacock back from the injured list. He's going into the bullpen. You look at a guy like Ross Stripling of the Dodgers, who's coming off the injured list. He's going to go into the bullpen. There are teams out there with starting pitchers who are better than any one of the ones that you have, who have so many of them that they're putting them in the bullpen. You don't have more than two. You don't have more than one good starting pitcher, and that's just not going to work against these other playoff teams that are out there.
Andrew in Taunton on the news on Chris Sale today. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah, Mari, it's a lost season, but outside of just the injury, I think it's good to just get Chris Sale away from Dana Lavangi and Brian Bannister for a little bit, and I don't think anyone's going to accuse Chris Sale of being anybody who needs more motivation, but I think going into next season, he might be like a dog on a short chain just wanting to get going, so maybe he'll come out to a quicker start next year. And then on top of that, talking about the rotation, it might be a little bit too late, but I'd like to see them stretch Hernandez out back into a starter to see if he's got anything to offer them for next season.
What do you think of that, McCarthy? Darwin's in Hernandez going back into the rotation.
He's a bullpen arm, and they think he's a bullpen arm. I mean, you know, he's got great stuff, but he's got no command. They do not think he's a starting pitcher. They've made that pretty clear. I like the arm, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't count on him as a starting pitcher.
Steve in Detroit on the news on Chris Sale today. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Michael Fulmer of the Tigers had Tommy John surgery. He went down in March of this year, and he's due back in April 2020. So I forgot who it was on your show earlier said, yeah, the downtime isn't as long, like a year and a half. I think Felger said it was longer, but whoever mentioned it was about a year, he's pretty accurate. You know, and speaking of Tommy John, he went down, he returned in 76, and he pitched until 1989. So it's a successful surgery. Also, Dave Dombrowski, maybe he's not as stupid as we thought. He laid off of Shane Greene, and he struggled in Atlanta so far. He's been demoted from closer to a setup man. So I'll take your thoughts, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. What did you make of how Dombrowski handled this whole situation over the weekend? Part of me feels like, you know, he knows he's a dead man walking. He's going to be out at the end of the year. That's been reported with, I feel like, informed opinion from the likes of Dan Shaughnessy and others. I don't know, like, for him not having any kind of solid answers, there's part of me that wonders, like, I don't know, does he even care at this point? Like, he knows he's done.
He struck me as a general manager who thought his ace pitcher, his $30 million a year pitcher, was headed for Tommy John. I mean, I don't know if I'd look anything beyond that. And
I still would say, I don't know if they're necessarily out of the woods yet. Like, he's going to have the injection. He's going to be reevaluated in 6 weeks. There was obviously reason for concern to go to Andrews. You know that Tommy John was, you know, at least considered, at least there was a fear that maybe he'd have to undergo the surgery. If things don't get better, I mean, who knows? So, but there was a reason why the Red Sox were concerned about it. Now, this is good news initially, but, you know, talk to me in 6 weeks. And I think that's why Dombrowski was worried about it and had no real answers. He thought this guy was going under the knife. Now, today is good news, but let's not act like we're out of the woods yet.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, that's, it'd probably be, you know, some might hear them be like, what are you going to be so negative? But it's the truth. They just gave this guy 5 years, $145 million, and that doesn't even kick in until next year. Got shut down last year, has faded the last few years. And, okay, he doesn't have to go under the knife, but he has to get the PRP injection and get reevaluated in 6 weeks. That's it. He's done for the year. It still ain't great. It still ain't great. At least he didn't have to have the surgery. Well, we'll continue to take your calls on Chris Sale. The news on him today, doesn't have to have the surgery, but he sounds like he's done for the year. Marshall Hook is going to get you caught up with the latest here. And then to your calls at 617-779-0985.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, we've been talking about Chris Sale, so I'll start with him, but I'm going to tease within the headlines that we have breaking Patriots news coming up after I tell you about my breaking Red Sox news, which is Chris Sale does not need Tommy John surgery. That, according to many sources now, a follow-up today with Dr. James Andrews confirmed the diagnosis of elbow inflammation. The return date was unclear, but now has a little more clarity. It's not at all this season. He is set to be reevaluated in 6 weeks by Dr. Andrews, and the season ends in 5 weeks and like 6 days. So he is done for the year. The Sox are off tonight. They'll open up a two-game set against the Phillies tomorrow. Rafael Devers, by the way, named American League Player of the Week. And now, in true, like, multi-anchor fashion, I'm now going to send it over to my colleague, Matt McCarthy, with some Patriots news. Matt?
This from Jim McBride on Twitter a few minutes ago. Blue checkmark breaking. The Patriots are releasing punter Ryan Allen, per league source. He was with the team for 6 seasons and won 3 Super Bowls. Marshall, Jake Bailey has won the Patriots punting job.
There you go. This after the preseason game that saw both Bailey and Allen punt in it. But Bailey put on a bit of a show, so there you go. Ryan Allen, no more with the Patriots, and rookie fifth-round punter pick Jake Bailey gets that job. Meanwhile, Julian Edelman passed his physical, has been removed from the non-football injury list. Per sources, he's back to work for New England. He was out there in pads today. Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas also out in the field, not in uniform. All of this ahead of preseason game number 3, which will be in Foxborough against the Panthers. The team did yesterday cut wide receiver Dontrell Inman. That at the request of Inman, which the team clearly granted. Update being brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Try one of their 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, just like the New England fried shrimp. I've had it. It's good. The 99, always the real deal. I'm Marshall Hook. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update in about 30 minutes.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
State law.
We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Mazzarotta, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I can't really tell you what's in his MRIs. That's personal information. But this was not in his MRI. This is brand new. This happened Tuesday. There's no question. That's what causes the inflammation. When they read the MRI, they know that it happened on Tuesday.
All right, there was the used car salesman himself, Red Sox president of baseball ops, Dave Dombrowski, over the weekend. When this was before
Chris Sale went down to Florida to meet with Dr. James Andrews. As it turns out, initially, it sounded like the news was going to be good. Chris Sale doesn't have to go under the knife. There's not going to be any surgery. We've got a lot of breaking news here, though, since the show started, both on Sale and quickly on the Patriots as well. If you missed it in the Sports Hub headlines with both Marshall Hook and Matt McCarthy, it was a very cool co-headlines thing you guys did there with the breaking news. But the Patriots just want to can only give you the news, can't give you opinion, because, again, the big book of sports radio bylaws insists, no, demands that we can't talk about any other sports during these specialty shows. So it's the baseball reporters. It's baseball only. So the news is Patriots releasing punter Ryan Allen per league source. He was with the team for six seasons and won three Super Bowls. So Ryan Allen out, fifth-round pick Jake Bailey from Stanford, now the top punter. In terms of opinion, I can't give you any because this is the baseball reporters. Now, on Chris Sale, about an hour and a half ago, we hear from Jeff Passan, ESPN. Chris Sale expected to avoid Tommy John surgery after a second opinion on his injured left elbow from Dr. James Andrews confirmed a previous diagnosis of inflammation. Sources familiar with the situation told ESPN. But now we have an update from Passan. Go ahead, Matt McCarthy.
All right, PRP shots. And again, this is Jeff Passan tweeting out about 5 minutes ago. PRP shots can be godsends for some pitchers. For others, they don't help at all. How Chris Sale's arm responds is the great unknown and unknowable. They are optimistic rest and biologics will work. This is a vital six weeks for Sale and the Red Sox future.
And now we have this from, let's see, breaking news again.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I like it, Mason. You even shocked me with that. I didn't know it was coming. Ian Brown, Red Sox beat reporter for MLB.com since 2002, just tweeting, the Red Sox do not expect Chris Sale to pitch again in 2019. Dave Dombrowski confirms via text. God forbid he actually picks up the phone and actually makes a phone call. It's just easier to do. Believe me, I get it, Dave Dombrowski. It's the passive-aggressive way we all get through life now. Just text that away. Well, he's done for the year. So is this really good news then, guys? We started the show 42 minutes ago saying, hey, good news. No surgery for Chris Sale. Now it doesn't kind of feel that way.
Except that I actually do think it's good news because I think any effort to try to get Chris Sale to pitch this year is all loss and no gain. Like, you're not, hey, it's not like he was pitching well to begin with. So, you know, we keep talking about the long-term, possible effect on his health, but he wasn't actually pitching all that well this year anyway. So, I mean, what have you really lost in the grand scheme of things? The guy that, you know, strikes out 13 while giving up four home runs, that's the guy that you're worried you're not going to have. So, no, I think that this is the best ish case scenario that he not pitch at all this year. There's no scenario where I wanted him to pitch this year. Just let it be said that. There is part of me that still kind of thinks that it would have been better if we heard that, yeah, there are real problems and maybe that's why he wasn't pitching well this year. But him pitching this year at all was never a thing that I wanted to hear.
I guess it's kind of the best case scenario, but just understand that there was really no good, truly good news that was going to come out of this. When you go to see Dr. James Andrews to get your elbow checked out, it's not like you go down there. It's like, hey, guess what? The MRI was totally wrong. Your elbow's great. Your elbow's just fine. So, yeah, it's good news that he's not going under the knife, that they don't feel that this is necessary right now. But read between the lines. They are not out of the woods on this yet. They are hopeful that the PRP injection will make a difference. And it's made a huge difference for a number of pitchers. Drew Pomeranz avoided Tommy John by having the PRP injection. I'm fairly certain that Tanaka.
Well, David Price as well.
And Dave, I think David Price did have the PRP.
Yeah.
So it's been very effective for some pitchers, but it's not always effective. So if this issue still lingers in 6 weeks and the PRP injection does not fix the problem, just understand that in 6 weeks they might be reevaluating and you might be talking about surgery again. So sure, this is good news that he doesn't need it now, that it's not clear cut. Like, yeah, we got to go in there. We got to clean this thing up right now. The PRP injection could totally work and that will be great. And this will be a major dodged bullet for the Red Sox. But just understand that they're not out of the woods just yet on this.
Robin the Recliner, you're next here in the Baseball Reporters on the Chris Sale News today. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I've changed my take about five times in the last 5 minutes.
That was a lot of news, bro.
But, I mean, so now that Felk is gone, I can BS for a second. So, McCarthy, I love you. I love how you
I love you too, Rob. Thank you.
I don't mean it that much. But, no, just that you're willing to give your takes from there. And, I don't know. I just appreciate you. Hook, I loved your interview with Antonio Brown this weekend.
Okay.
Not sure if you guys spoke on that. That was awesome.
I don't know if he actually did, but go ahead. But Rob, what was your point? So get to it, please.
My point was I was going to say, do you guys believe Chris Sale can actually make it through the year? But obviously that's void at this point, so...
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to make it through the year. Ultimately, I think we've come to that determination. If for no other reason, then he has to rest for 6 weeks, and the season is over in 5 weeks and a couple days.
And he's never done it before. And that's the thing. And is he going to do it again when he comes back? He always breaks down. He always fades. He doesn't make it through the year fully healthy. That's just the track record with this guy.
Brian in Georgia, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hey, Brian.
Hey, so last year, Alex Cora, I'm going to talk about him instead of Chris Sale, sorry. It seemed like he could do no wrong. 108 wins the World Series. He's on top of the world. And this year, the entire team just greatly underperforms. So how do you think this has affected his status and his reputation as an MLB manager?
McCarthy, do you feel like Cora's taken a hit this year in terms of his reputation?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And, you know, the mentality of this Red Sox team comes from Alex Cora. We can focus on, you know, John Henry not, you know, being willing to invest a little bit more at the deadline, or Dave Dombrowski just kind of throwing his hands up being like, well, whatever with this team, whatever with this bullpen, whatever with this starting rotation. We can focus on those things, but that's not what we're talking about here. Alex Cora, from day one, implemented a mindset with this team that they could just roll out of bed and everything would be fine based on last year. That all comes from Alex Cora. So sure, he's taken a hit this year. Everybody's taken a hit with the Red Sox outside of Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Christian Vasquez. Like, name me somebody else who hasn't really taken a hit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hit to the reputation. Like, it hasn't been a good year for him, and I find, you know, that mentality that they came in spring training detestable. And, you know, sure, even just as recently as, what, like 2 weeks ago, where he's saying, hey, maybe we can be the Mets and go on a, you know, win at 15 out of 16. It's like, okay, just win like a couple of games first before you start talking like that. You want to even say that after this five-game winning streak? Fine. But at that point, it was obnoxious. So I didn't like any of that. But if we're being fair, though, he's got the most out of, you know, some of the other, sure, Latino players, Eduardo Rodriguez, Rafael Devers immediately come to mind. Even Xander Bogaerts, you can lump him in. Like,
game changer.
Yeah, I think he's had his finger on the pulse on how to get the best out of some of the other Latin players. So that is a benefit to him. Like, that, he's definitely made a difference in this year.
The difference between Xander Bogaerts under John Farrell, who was a, you know, kick you in the ass type of manager, to Alex Cora, to kind of, you know, put his arm around your back type of manager, has been striking. And you've gotten, you know, Bogaerts has turned into the player that you thought he was always going to be. So listen, you know, Cora's, he's not perfect, and you know, I think sometimes we get into the expectation, or we expect perfection here in this town because, well, we've been so good for the last 20 years, the team's in town. Let's see if he learns from it. He's a young manager.
Yeah.
It's just his second year. If he learns from it, then that's all I ask, because, sure, you're going to make mistakes. Managers are going to make mistakes, especially young managers. Let's see if he learns from this whole experience. By the way, a little bit of information coming in from Christopher Geary, who's a tweeting at me right now. He's the chief of sports medicine over at Tufts Medical Center. Okay. Tanaka had PRP and avoided surgery. Price did not. Essentially a coin flip, but worth trying. So there's somebody who's actually qualified to talk about this.
Okay.
So we appreciate that.
So Price didn't have it. I got that confused. I thought he did when he went and saw Andrews a couple of years ago, and they ended up not having to do the surgery with him. Okay, but they just shut him down. All right, well, sounds like it's just a coin flip, essentially, yep, with Chris Sale at this point. You know what? I'm going to pause here when we come back. Just quickly, I want to do like a round table with you guys. If this is going to have a cause and effect with how the team is going to handle Mookie Betts in the coming offseason. In other words, with Chris Sale being shut down, you got to kind of worry about him going forward. Do you want to now see Mookie Betts go so you can bring in some young pitching for the Red Sox going forward? We'll get to that. And if you want to join us in that segment, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
right, as we wrap up the baseball reporters tonight, it's time for the big matchup of the game presented by Big Y World Class Market. Big Y serving the Massachusetts community for over 80 years. Red Sox not playing tonight, so there's no big matchup. But we will plug Big Y World Class Market because we love Big Y World Class Market. One of the great sponsors here on the Baseball Reporters. So again, the big news of the night, Red Sox do not expect Chris Sale to pitch again in 2019. Dave Dombrowski confirming via a text to Ian Brown, who covers the Red Sox for MLB.com. This also coming from the visit that Chris Sale had with Dr. Andrews today. He doesn't have to have surgery. Got a PRP injection. He'll be shut down and reevaluated in 6 weeks. But that's it. He's done for the year. And so, quick round table discussion. Start with you, Matt McCarthy. Does this have a cause and effect for how the Red Sox handle Mookie Betts in the offseason? Does this now exacerbate the trade of Mookie Betts so you can replenish some of your replenish your rotation, bring in some young pitching, and maybe even the farm system as well?
If it doesn't, it should. You need to develop young pitching. The Red Sox have not done that. You need cost-controlled pitching moving forward. You trade Mookie Betts to make that happen. You trade him to the Atlanta Braves, the Dodgers, the White Sox, teams with loaded farm systems. You've got to find a pitcher that you can have for 6 years, a guy that can anchor your rotation theoretically moving forward. You have to do it.
I honestly think it doesn't make a change because you need to trade Mookie Betts regardless. Assuming, and I think we're all at the same stage in the assumption that Mookie Betts does not want to be here beyond next year, that he is not going to sign an extension, that he wants to go to free agency. So with all of that being, we believe, true, it doesn't matter whether Chris Sale is healthy or on the, you know, injured list getting Tommy. It really doesn't matter because Mookie Betts, as I like to call him, a two-time MVP, one of the more talented players in the game, and you can't let somebody of that import walk away at the end of his contract and get nothing for him, particularly when you've managed to put your team in a hole in terms of prospects and needing to rejuvenate that part of the team. So it really doesn't matter the rest of the team. If he's not staying, you got to trade him.
I say yes, and this is a further reason to trade him in this offseason. And you know, your offense has now been solidified with the seasons that Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts have had, and I think there's obvious sustainability there, especially with Bogaerts, who's now done this for the last couple of years. So that makes Mookie Betts a little bit expendable. Kind of crazy to say that about an MVP, reigning MVP, but I think that's the case here.
Two-time MVP.
Yeah. I know you like to say that. Yes, he should have probably won that in, what, 2016?
Yeah.
That would be, you know, crazy, but you'd get a hell of a haul for him, and you can't let him just walk for nothing. Quickly, though, I do want to go over some numbers for those of you that were riding the Felger train today. Oh, how can you give up on the Red Sox? There's so much talent. He's Midwestern Dan Roach with this team this year. It's blowing my mind that Mike Felger has become the beacon of hope for the 2019 Red Sox, who mostly suck. You can pretty much say that wild card contenders need 92 wins to get the wild card, right? I think we can agree on that. Well, the Red Sox would need to go 25-11 to reach 92 wins, 28-8 to reach 95. And they've been 18-18 since the All-Star break against some pretty bad competition. Okay, ooh, five-game winning streak, and they swept the Orioles over the weekend. I don't see them winning 25 games in August and September. They'd be lucky if they finish the season with another 18-18 stretch, especially with some tougher games coming up against the likes of the New York Yankees, the Minnesota Twins, these next two against the Philadelphia Phillies who are in playing for the wild card in the National League. I just don't see it. 92 wins for the Red Sox this year. It ain't happening. Oh, and this. I'll leave you with this here on the Baseball Reporters tonight. Mavs will be back tomorrow. Reading from Bill James Online, yes, the king of the nerds when it comes to baseball, who tweeted just a short time ago this afternoon, "My whole life has been baseball. If baseball sinks, it carries my life's work with it." How sad is that? "But if you don't think baseball today has a really serious problem, you're just not paying attention." That comment from the king of the nerds, an ardent baseball defender, Bill James, at Bill James Online. You can find him on Twitter if you don't think I'm making this up. The game's got problems. Even your head chief nerd thinks so as well. So suck on that. That's going to do it for us here, filling in for Maz, myself, and Matt McCarthy, and also Marshall Hook. Always a pleasure, fellas, and Mason Souza for producing this evening's show, and you, the people, at 617-779-0985. The phone number you will use to get on with Adam Jones and Kristen Arkan. Hi, fellas.
Hey,
Jim.
Hey. I think we solved a little something, by the way, on the off-air show with Felger. You mentioned his Midwestern Dan Roach positivity. he even acknowledged, you know, he's got his little hair thing going on, like his midlife crisis, his blonde hair. Yes. He's got that going on. Maybe he's just dabbling in positive sports takes, midlife crisis. Maybe that's his midlife crisis.
So instead of buying like a brand new Porsche,
yep,
he's going to be the positive guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like he's like stared down what he's done in his life and what he hasn't done in his life. And he's like, you know what? It's time to start being positive. Time to make some changes around here. To make some big life changes.
As I said to him in the email exchange, I was frankly offended that he asked me, like, one of the questions is what we're going to talk about today. How do you feel about the 5-game winning streak for the Red Sox? How do I feel? It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, they stink. They're not going to go anywhere.
You're like, wait, you still watch the Red Sox? Wait, you're still watching those stupid games?
Clearly not, which was the point I made to him, because if he had watched that game yesterday, he would know exactly how bad a team the Orioles were and why that sweep of them was as irrelevant as it was. I mean, they were a joke of a team, and you still needed a Herculean effort to beat them yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, but I have no doubt that it'll be nothing but sunshine and rainbows and positivity coming up on the Adam Jones program.
We will get to the latest on Chris Sale, which I do think is generally good news, despite the fact he's not pitching for the rest of the year. We're going to start with the Patriots, though. Plenty of preseason takeaways and more on Josh Gordon, including what I think the Patriots' plan should be. So leave him on NFI. Until he can prove that he can stay in line, leave him on NFI. Leave him on that list. Don't let him play. He can be on the team. He can show up to meetings and stuff. Don't give him his uniform on Sundays. Let him play and prove that he belongs here and prove that he can stay in line on the straight and narrow, and then he can earn his jersey and earn his spot in the league back, because right now, to me, he hasn't earned it back.
Jones and Arcand coming up next. Again, you want to get on with them, 617-779-0985. That will do it for us. Marshall Hook, we'll leave you with the sports of headlines. Talk to you tomorrow on Felger and Mass. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.